let's do our Christmas song spectacular, a bad radio tradition like any other. The rules are kind of fast and loose, right?
Well, we're either...
They're Christmas songs?
We're either doing a Christmas song or a cowboy song. But if you do a cowboy song, you have to work in like a Christmas lyric.
Okay.
And if you do a Christmas song, you have to work in a cowboy's lyric.
It's like Die Hard.
It's exactly like Die Hard. Joining us is Jake from The Morning Show. Remember Jake? Remember when he was merely a midday guy?
Oh, he looks different now.
What's going on, fellas?
Got a glow.
Some of that Morning Show cheddar hanging off.
Phone's just been ringing off the hook since this morning.
Late last night, I got a text from the guy who works overnights at the Ticket. And the text read, hey, you want
to... He was above water. He was above water for the...
Trey texted me and said...
Was it texting from Bikini Bottom?
Said, if I did a Christmas song, would you guys play it?
Of course.
Shut up!
That was my answer, Bob. So our first entry this year...
Of course, in all caps.
Who could forget his Tom Grieve theme?
Our first entry
years ago.
This year is going to be from the overnight board op, the man who we all love. He's a former intern. He watches my house in the summer when I'm on vacation.
Has a sister.
He does have a sister. It is Trey.
Job's getting a mohawk, 'cause he said Garrett will go. Job got mad 'cause Garrett's bad, but the boys got hot, oh no. Cowboys on a hot streak, thanks to Amari and the D. Now the hair will fly and Job will cry as we all laugh out in glee. Garrett must have listened to the Muser show that day, 'cause when Job made his mohawk bet, the boys began to play. Oh, Job with a mohawk is a funny sight indeed. But the bird dogs might suffer, 'cause country will be tougher, looking like a punk rocker in jeans. Jubbity Job Hawk, Jubbity Job Hawk, let's see Georgie's mo. Jubbity Job Hawk, Jubbity Job Hawk, let's go, Cowboys, go. Garrett's a big joke. Should have already been sacked.
Different octave.
Buddy Sherry's due the Philly when it was huge, so next year he'll be back. Unfortunately for Georgie, Garrett stays. The Cowboys are on a red hot streak as Garrett claps away. But perhaps Jubb's luck will change and the Cowboys might just choke. It is December after all, and these are the Cowpokes. Oh, Jubb's getting a mohawk, and there's no way Garrett's quitting. Thanks to Dak and Zeke, he'll look like a freak. Maybe he can get a wig like Witten. Jubbity Jub Hawk, Jubbity Jub Hawk, let's see Georgie's mo.
Uh-huh.
Jubbity Jub Hawk, Jubbity Jub Hawk, let's go, Cowboys, go!
All right.
Aw.
So touching.
Trey.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would really just suck, and it didn't.
No.
No, he's getting closer and closer.
I mean, I wouldn't hope that for any of my friends.
To pitch perfect.
It wasn't a Gregorian chant like
right.
The Grieve song.
No, his are.
Dong, Grieve. Oh, Gregorian chant.
All right, next up, as we randomly choose people to do Christmas songs or cowboy songs or both, really or neither, we don't really care. Ladies and gentlemen, without a professional musician as a girlfriend to help him.
Ooh.
The Band-Aids back off.
It is Mino.
Thanks, Dan. This isn't going to be as good as that song, but I kind of wanted to write something just kind of catchy that maybe P1s can sing on the crow line.
So
I'll play my own
now?
Music.
He's his own DJ.
Yeah.
Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch.
Uh-huh.
Leighton Vander Esch. A big ass linebacker, he'll hit you hard. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch, a big ass linebacker, he'll hit you hard. A better draft pick than Calvin Ridley. I can't believe that he's just a rookie. Way better now than he was at Boise. He's the rookie of the year. A better draft pick than Calvin Ridley.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that he's just a rookie. Way better now than he was at Boise. A better painter than Mozart. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch, a big ass linebacker, he'll hit you hard. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch, a big ass linebacker, he'll hit you hard. With LVE, there's no need for Sean Lee. The best defense in the NFC East. Trading their first pick for Amari. Maybe Jerry Jones is smart. A better draft pick than Calvin Ridley. I can't believe that he's just a rookie. Way better now than he was at Boise. Don't go hunting with his dad.
Oh, yo.
And that's the end of my song. Back to you guys.
Yeah!
How is that not the end?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that was great, dude.
That was so awesome.
Got your cable?
Oh, you need a cable, do you?
Here you go. It's wow. The one you bought.
Don't do too much. Don't do any Googling about that last line.
Moves.
Thank you. That was just for you.
That was so good.
Good work.
All right.
Great work.
All right. Well, then we have to try and follow that up. And
thanks
to do
a lot.
That, the ticket for Rhett, I see his head jumping out of the garbage can there. He's throwing away that little bag. The few little...
Dude, don't eat that cookie cake. That's been here since October.
Little crumbs left on it.
Polished off a banana peel. So I did a song last week on White Elephant before we decided to do our songs. So I'm just going to totally punt and do that song again, okay? I'm beginning to think they're all immortal, each and every one. Might be time to purchase a gun. Hey, I'm just kidding, we're having fun. How do actuary tables even work? Do we have any P1 hitmen? I'll make it worth your time. An athletic subscription for free, and a gently used ticket tee, and a chance to prove they're not immortal. At this rate, Jup, we'll see you in T. When the CFB before Cat promotes me. Norm's organs are new, he robbed a baboon, he's walking way too brisk. And then we'll fly a chopper stoned and somehow bring it home. I'm beginning to think they're all immortal. Each and every one. No one ever takes a fall or crashes their bike in a wall. Now I'll never get to see Radio Row. There's no way you thought I was just going to do the whole song. I'm not going to punt that hard. It's a holiday company Christmas party season. I know it's our favorite thing to do here together on the show every year. So this is a tribute to that. It's that time of year, let's drink some beer. It's a holiday party with ticket cheer. One taco coupon each, I walk in smelling like Cheech. Time to mingle with KFC, Cliff and the Wolf. 5:15 to 6 is the only window that we could book. We'll all be there. Well, maybe not Dan, he'll say he can and then cancel plans. But if he is, his burger is salmon. Talking to girls, he used to do web jamming. What about Bob? Ask Troy, might be spending Christmas with a former now Julie's here, she brought cookies. Hopefully she can distract Norm's boogie. Look at the menu, vote for chicken. Need that grub to keep those stickers ticking. It's Mike's Roy. Now here's a guy with year-round joy, telling a story that he once arrived and saw metal bats too, much to his surprise. Oh my God, I'm so out of breath. That's it. Merry Christmas, P1.
Yeah!
That
was awesome!
Wow!
That's like your element.
Oh my God.
That's your thing, though.
I'm so out of breath.
The singing the regular Christmas song, it felt like you didn't fit in that shoe, but that's your slipper right there.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful. Brought a tear to my eye.
Ugh. I'm out of breath, guys.
Okay, so there it is.
Quit smoking.
I didn't know you could rap like that, Jake.
It's awesome.
It's so awesome.
There's Trey.
Multi-talented.
There's Mino. There's Jake.
Can you roll your R's? Check that out, ladies.
That works well at home, let me tell you.
Coming up next, the exciting conclusion of the Christmas Song Spectacular.
All right, we are doing our holiday music. You know what?
Yes.
I'm just going to say it. Christmas music. Right?
Whoa, whoa.
Are you ready?
Hey.
We're just, I'm not afraid.
Opinions.
To say, I'm taking Christmas back.
Not a baby.
Jake's been trying to pry it away from me all these years.
Look,
it's anti-LG
holiday song.
TQA.
That's right. So we've gotten a few out of the way. We have a few left to go. Up next in the lineup, Bob Sturm.
Oh, dear. Sturm. All right. So the key here is to pick the right octave. Always dicey.
Also sandbag.
You got me?
Because Bob was in the choir.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. It's hard to get in that choir, man, let me tell you. All right, I gotta be ready here. You got me? Feel good?
We good.
All right, here we go. For Christmas time, it's clear what came. It cost a ton. Around week 8. Box, just a quick three-step drop, that's a mare. When you're no longer clowneering every third down, that's a mare. Zeke must lead, feed a Zeke, feed a Zeke, but what on third down? To throw, maybe use a deke, or you're up a creek to score a touchdown. When your Zeke needs a blow and you're now forced to throw, that's a mare. At the top of his stem, all these routes look like gems, that's a mare. When you run Linehan's scheme, that's killed all your dreams. Excuse me, but you see against base cover 3, that's a mare.
Wow, that's great.
When your QB is late and that throw isn't great, that's a mare. Lined up in the eye, you see two safeties high, that's a mare. Zeke must lead, feed a Zeke, feed a Zeke, but what on third down? Need to throw, maybe use a deke, or you're up a creek to score a touchdown. Sit on the slant and he still scores just like that. That's a mare. His feet will make you wrong, stutter step, and he's gone. That's a mare. When Gruden calls, trying to get your 2019 first rounder. Excuse me. But you see, against base cover 3, that's a mare. A mare.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I feel like I learned a lot about defense.
A lot of football.
So much variation to your vocals, Bob.
So much information.
Yeah, you had so much information. So much love.
The end.
I'm just kind of setting up the audio over here, so you guys all just keep talking like a radio show. Good job, Bob.
So we have at least two left, right?
Well, yes and no. Huh. We have combined forces. This is a Dan and Julie joint.
Whoa, a collaboration? A duet?
Just kind of a topic that's been an elephant in the room.
Dan, it's so nice for you to take her under your wing for her first Christmas song.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
That could be
We were working on this together. We thought this worked better as a duet. Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind.
I don't.
We would like to present this song for you. You ready, Julie?
I'm standing.
Have you had a singing debut on the ticket?
No, I've never sang on the ticket.
Mark?
How about fishing show? Has the fishing show ever asked you to?
Fishing show.
I don't think I ever sang on my widely renowned Stars Insider show or anything else. Nope.
Wow, okay.
Well, here we go.
Very, very exciting, everybody. And this is our final Christmas song of the day.
I really can't stay.
Let's see if I can trick you.
I've got to go away.
Oh, Julie, forget me too.
I haven't got time.
But maybe just have some
tickers
wine.
To ride.
But women suck driving on ice.
My hubby will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
My hubby has been feeling so down.
He is always out of town.
So really, I'd better
I'm
scurry.
Taking shots like Steph Curry.
Hey, don't you have to dress like a clown?
Why don't you put on your nightgown?
Just leave me alone.
But Julie, a man has needs.
I'm grabbing my phone.
Why don't you just hit this weed?
I thought cancer was bad.
You want to stop by my bed?
But this is worse.
Don't tease me. I'm about to burst.
I'm going to HR tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
Your sexism is making me gag.
Why don't you just sniff on this rag?
It's 2018.
But what does that mean now?
I'm gonna hashtag me too.
Wow.
I'm not a bad guy.
You know HR can see you.
You're a cutie pie.
This is the age of me too.
Your tickers are fine.
I think you have crossed
Look
the line.
Look at that face.
How about I grab this can of mace?
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
I think you are malicious.
It's time for us to act really bad.
Aren't you supposed to be a good dad?
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
I think your mind is vicious.
Julie, you are making me sad.
Okay, I'm starting to get really mad.
What do you think?
Dan, I've just gotta go.
Take a sip of this drink.
I said the answer is no.
Can I convince you?
This is the age of me too.
To hit this vape.
How come you're so obsessed with rape?
I'll make you try to make you see.
Just think how bad this would be.
I'd really like to shoot my shot.
But I'm only press box
hot. Oh, Julie, don't tell.
I'm gonna hashtag me too.
Incredible. Oh my gosh. Yes. Nailed it. I mean, wow.
All in good fun, eh?
Well, music.
Well, that was music right there.
When they make the 30 for 30 of behind the scenes of writing that, you'll be shocked to know who wrote some of those lines. That's all I can say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no denial either.
No, not denial. Not all of them. I will say, did not write the rag line. That was you.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm
we know.
We've heard his material. Yeah.
That's in his playbook.
We know which lyrics he wrote. The other ones we were trying to figure out. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah. All right, well, good times, everybody. Thanks for coming all the way back, Jake.
Sure.
Yeah, Jake.
That's come insane. See us in Denton.
That's right, on Jake's 24 straight hours of being awake tour.
Why not?
We'll be in Denton tonight. And thanks, Julie.
Yeah.
Way to go, Julie.
Good times.